All right. You have or know something about a discovery of an advanced civilization.
Oh, you're reading my mind.
In northern... No, I'm not. I'm reading it from the paper. In northern India, that appears to have been destroyed by technology over 5,000 years ago. You were earlier talking about the possibility of our destroying ourselves. And clearly, we're rapidly with nanotechnology and... biotechnology, all the rest of it. Forgetting the nuclear aspect for a moment, we certainly could destroy ourselves. And you're saying that you know of a civilization that did.
Well, you know, it's not just me that knows it, Art. When you go into the cultures of these countries where they're finding this evidence, they know it. They talk about it all the time. We simply in the West, here in North America and Western Europe, simply don't acknowledge these discoveries.
What discoveries? What evidence?
This particular discovery, it's in the Rajasthan province of northern India, northwestern India, and part of what is now Pakistan, before the division occurred back in 1948. There is an area there that's always had high numbers of birth defects and cancers. No one really understood why. Interestingly enough, the Indian government decided to build public housing in this area. And when they began the excavations, back in the early part of the 20th century, they began finding the remains of highly advanced, highly sophisticated archaeological evidence of advanced, sophisticated cities that no one knew about. These were really beautifully laid out cities. They had hot and cold running water. They had closed sewage systems. They had, the cities were built out on grids based on the number 108 and multiples of that. Highly advanced art and a language that to this day, to the best of my knowledge, has not even been translated. We cannot translate this language.
What about evidence of actual technology, beyond, for example, even running water? Any evidence of modern technology, what we know of today?
Well, the cities are so old that what they're finding there, they're between 5,000 and 8,000 years old. I was just in India in January of this last year, 04, and this is now closed off to the public because it is a radioactive area. One of the things that they began to find, Art, was sheets of sand in the desert fused into glass from a rapid, intense heat.
Huh.
They found vitrified walls and vitrified floors where they're still in place. Stone walls and floors are in place, but the minerals in the walls have been melted because of a rapid and very intense heat. Skeletons. Human skeletons in the streets are running from something. Some of them are still holding hands. And they began finding radioactive skeletons. And these were found back in as early as the 60s. They weren't reported until the 90s. And a lot of Russian archaeologists were involved in this
That's area. Incredible, all right. A question for you, Greg.
Yeah.
Think of our modern civilization, our modern world. Our cities, New York, L.A., Chicago, are monuments to modern technology. If we had a full-scale nuclear war right now, this moment, and the world became bereft of humans, and then we came back and looked in another 5 or 10,000 years, would all the signs of our current civilization be nothing but radioactive dust identifiable, not past perhaps a few pipes for water?
Well, I think it's a good question. I mean, if you go to a mall in a large city and think of it 5,000 years from now, the glass is going to be gone, the metal structure holding up the walls is going to be gone, the marble floors will be there, just as we find in these ancient civilizations. In other
sure.
words, a lot of the things that we look for to define civilization would deteriorate within 5,000 to 8,000 years.
Gone to the degree that you're describing in India?
Well, I think certainly. I mean, the glass is going to disappear, sheetrock's going to disappear, plastics aren't going to be around. You're going to find the naturally occurring materials, stone that we're using for pipes or clay, things like that, the clay vessels, the clay vases, things like that. The question is, what happened to this civilization in India? that destroyed it so completely we didn't even know it.
Well, your implication is clear that there was some sort of nuclear conflict. I mean, sand in or into glass.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, you did say radioactive areas.
It is. It's radioactive. And what's interesting is scholars, up until the mid-20th century, there was nothing in technology that could describe what they found. On the one hand, on the other hand, in this part of the world, there are traditions that have always held that there was an ancient battle that occurred in that part of the world that nobody won, and that the battle, when you read the translations in the text of the Mahabharata, for example, a 100,000-line text that describes this battle, and it talks about the waters boiling and elephants bursting into flames when they walked across the sands and birds turning to ash and falling from the sky.
Sounds like nuclear conflict to me, or a nuclear accident, or who knows.
It's the only thing that we know right now, and the question is, if something like this happened 5,000 to 8,000 years ago, can we learn from our past, and are we making the same mistakes again?
Well, wasn't it Einstein who said he didn't know about the Third World War, but the Fourth would be fought with sticks and stones?
Yeah. A growing number of scientists now are looking, including Nobel Prize-winning scientists, are looking at whatever it is that happened in the plains of Rajasthan, and they're saying, wait a minute, is it possible that some form of atomic energy has been in our world before? And if so, it behooves us to look at this and see and understand what happened. It was so interesting to me. People in India know about this. People in this country who were born in India say, oh, yeah, you know, people talk about it all the time. It's just something that hasn't been, I don't know why it hasn't made the front page of archaeological journals, you know, all over the world. But and it's not the only place where you find things like this. But this is one that is relatively recent.